I'm Jim Bertel. With historic impeachment hearings underway, Democrats and Republicans are hardening their arguments over the actions of President Donald Trump as they set out to win over a deeply polarized American public. AP's Matt Small tells us what we can expect next in the impeachment inquiry.
When the public impeachment hearings continue tomorrow, House lawmakers will hear from Marie Yovanovitch, the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, who was ousted back in May at President Trump's direction. In a closed-door deposition last month, she said there was a concerted campaign against her as Trump and his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, pushed for probes of political opponents, including former Vice President Joe Biden. Democrats have also scheduled a private deposition tomorrow with a political counselor at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev, David Holmes. Matt Small, Washington.
Following the first day of public hearings, political analyst Larry Sabato at the University of Virginia says he expects the facts to lead to Mr. Trump's impeachment, but he doesn't see the Senate removing him from office.
They're obvious to anyone who is not completely devoted to Donald Trump, but he has enough complete devotees to save his skin in the Senate.
The public hearings resume on Friday. North Korea says the United States has proposed a resumption of stalled nuclear negotiations in December as they approach an end-of-year deadline set by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. North Korea says it has no interest in talks if they are aimed at buying time without discussing solutions. The negotiations have faltered since a February summit between Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump in Vietnam collapsed. Bolivia's interim president says that Evo Morales would not be welcome to take part in new elections after the longstanding leftist leader resigned and fled to Mexico amid rising pressure over vote-rigging allegations. This is VOA News. An American suspected of being a member of the Islamic State group may be returning